Daf is Daf Nun Gimel. So we got to the bottom of Nun Beis Mer Beis, five lines up. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, the two dots. Ein Mevarchin, the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. Ein Mevarchin, it said, not an lo haner v'lo al besamim shal nachem. You don't use a besamim or a candle from the goyim. So Bishma Ner, I understand why you wouldn't use the Ner from a goyim mishum de lo Shabbos, because it doesn't, it wasn't rested from Shabbos. The din is to use a candle that didn't violate any form of Shabbos. But since it was turned on, it was lit by a goy on Shabbos, that's inappropriate to be used for Avdala. El Besamim, my time alone. But what's wrong with using Besamim? They were smelling Besamim throughout Shabbos. What violation of Shabbos is there? So I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav, Hacha, B'mesibas Ovde Kochav Maskinen. It was the Besamim that was used at a party that were being had by the Goyim. B'pnei Shestam Mesibas Ovde Kochav L'Avodazari. When they get together, they have a little party, Mestam is used for Avodazara. And therefore, since the Besamim had what to do with Avodazara, it would be entirely inappropriate to be used for our Havdalah. So Gemara says, wait a second. If you're saying that the Nachri, you can't use the Besam of the Nachri because of Avodah Zarah, Hamid Dekatani Sefer, the very next line of the Mishnah says, different from a Nachri, Ein Mevarchin Lo Ala Ner V'Lo Besam Ashel Avodah Zarah. It separates in our Mishnah that which is used for Avodah Zarah versus that which is used by a Nachri. Sounds like the Nachri is not because of Avodah Zarah. There's a different reason. So what's Pshat? Michlal Dereisha Lab Avodah Zarah Askina. So Amar Rav Chanina Misura Ma Tam Kamar. The Mishnah is explaining, the lines one after the next is not two different statements. It's the line of Avodah Zarah is explaining why you can't use that Avanachri. In other words, Matam Ein Mevarachin Lo Al Haner V'la B'Samim Shel Akum. Why can't you use the B'Samim or candle of a Goy? Mipnei Shestam B'Sibas Avodah Kochavim Avodah Zarah. And that's why you can't use both the Ner nor the B'Samim. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, this very last line of Nun Beis Mem Beis here, or Sheshavas Mevarchin Alav, Vishlo Shabbos Ein Mevarchin Alav. So very clearly, a candle that rested, that didn't go through any violation of Shabbos, may be used for Avdalah. A candle that wasn't Shavas, that was used on Shabbos, may not be used for Avdalah. So what does it mean, my Lo Shavas? Inema Lo Shabbos Machmas Melacha. If you mean it didn't experience any type of Melacha, Afil Melacha de Hetera, even a Melacha that's Mutter, so meaning it can't go, we'll see from this next Bryce what that means, Vatanya, or Shechaya v'Shechola. If a light was turned on for a Chaya, a woman giving birth, or an ill person, which is Nesay, Pikuach Nefesh, which is Malacha, but it's Malacha de Atera, you're allowed to turn on light when there's a need for Pikuach Nefesh, yet Mevarchan Alav. So a Goy is allowed to use the light. There's no problem with them using a light on Shabbos. They don't have to keep Shabbos. They can keep Shabbos. So what does it mean, Lo Shavas? It means that there was no Malacha at all, even Malacha de Atera. That doesn't make any sense. So Amar, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Shavas, Sheshavas Machmas Melechas Aveira. What it means is that this Ner has to have rested from a Melacha of Aveira. Cannot have experienced a Melacha of an Aveira. But if it had a Melacha de Teira, such as being turned on for a Chol or for a Chaya, that's permitted, and that would not disqualify the usage of such a candle. And Tanya Nami Hochi, the Braisa, says the same idea here, Ashashis, Shev, Hayisa Delechas, Falechas, Koyom Kula. If you have a lantern, a glass container with a fire inside, and it was lit all of Shabbos, it stayed itself from, you know, lit before Shabbos and lasts throughout Shabbos, the Motzai Shabbos Mevarchan Allah, you could use it. Ah, but wasn't the fire remaining lit on Shabbos? It was. But since it was lit Erev Shabbos, it didn't experience any Melacha on Shabbos. There's no Melacha Davera. So as long as there's no Melacha Davera, then you're allowed to use it. So Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa, says, Nachri Shehidlik Mi Yisrael, or Yisrael Shehidlik Mi Nachri Mevarchan Allah. Let's say you have a guy that lit a candle on Shabbos, and he lit it from a Jew. So a Jew lit it on Shabbos. But then a Nachri took that candle on Matzah Shabbos, or a Yisrael who took a Nachri's fire that the Nachri had lit on Shabbos, it changed person. So Mevarchan Allah, you could use as a bracha for Avdalah. But Nachri, Mi Nachri ain't Mevarchan Allah. But if you take from one Nachri to another Nachri, that you're not allowed to use. The Gemara wants to understand, what's the difference? Ma'ishna Nachri Minachri Dilo. In other words, if a Nachri lights a candle, and you can't use a fire for a Nachri, and he passes on to another Nachri, so why can't you use that? Mishum Dilo Shabbos, because it didn't go through it wasn't rested. It was being used on Shabbos itself by the Nachri. Ihachi Yisrael Minachri Nami Halo Shabbos. So if a Goy were to light it on Shabbos and pass it on to a Jew, that also wasn't Shabbos. I mean, who cares if the Nachri lit it on Shabbos? Who cares whether he passes it on to a Jew or to a non-Jew Matzah Shabbos? Either way, that flame initially was used on Shabbos. That was Lo Shavas. So So v'chitem, if you're going to tell me hach isur azilei, that really the initial isur that the Nachri lit the flame on Shabbos and he passed it on to the next person, that isur went away. V'ha'acharinahu, and this flame is considered a new flame, even though the flame is started from the same flame. If flame A was the Nachri, when he passed on to another person, that becomes flame B. That's a different flame. U'b'yada di'yisoh kamisyalda. And now in the hand of the Jew, Matzah Shabbos, it creates a new flame. So that's what you're going to say. That's the suggestion. But and therefore it's mutter. Elahad the Tanya, but that brisa. So now what we're suggesting is that when a flame goes from one place to another place, it's considered a new flame entirely. We ignore, we reset the entire history of it. So if that's really the case, the Gemara has the following shaila then. Elahad the Tanya, Hamoti shall have es l'Rishis Rabbim. The person carries a flame in the Rishis Rabbim, but he's not holding the coal. Somehow the flame. He's holding a flame, I don't know, however he's carrying it, but he knows how to hold the flame in his hand without carrying any utensil. So he's carrying just the flame. There's no coal, there's no sticks, there's no anything. Just the flame in his hand. He's carrying it in the Rishis Rabbim. Is that considered carrying? Is that considered mamashis? Is that carrying something physical? So chai, the din is you're chai for carrying it, because that's considered something that's physical. It's mamashus, even though it's just the flame. So the Gemara says, Amai chayiv, why you chayiv? Ma she'akar lo hiniach. Ma she'niach lo akar. There's a klal by the Halacha of Otsah that you're only chayiv when you carry that which you picked up. If I pick up the rock, I put down the rock, that's the same exact rock I picked up, I put down. But if we're understanding that this flame is continuously renewing itself as it moves from place to place, and it goes from, you know, Nachri's candle to the Yisrael's candle. If I carry it here, and I carry it there, each time it renews itself and, you know, burns the oxygen, it's renewed. So what I picked up initially, and I moved over there 2 feet, that's a new flame because it's constantly renewing itself. So it's very hard to say that a flame, when you move on to the next piece, it ignores, it's a reset, it's a brand new flame. Not true. We clearly assume it's the same exact flame from the beginning as it is at the end. So just like by Otsah, it's the same flame from the beginning to the end. So to a Nachri has a flame and gives it to another Jew, that's the same flame, so it should still be also to be used for Avdallah when a Jew lights it afterwards. So what's pshat here?
I don't understand the Havamina, because if you say Nachri from Israel, Israel from Nachri is one thing, but Nachri from Nachri should be the same thing.
It is, we'll see that. Gemara's going to explain this.
But Bechitema is assuming that what?
Unclear.
Okay.
Unclear how to explain the chitema right now. It sounds like it should be the same. Exactly. So El the Olam the Isur Nami Isa. Really, there is an Isur. Really, the Shalheves, even from the Nachri to the Israel, should be a problem. Atosefta the Terakamivarech. So you're right. The initial flame is there, but when you're able to add it onto a new candle, so there's a certain element of the new candle which is new. There's something new. Not that we're getting rid of the initial flame, but we're adding additional flame to the new flame. So if it's the same exact flame I'm carrying, I'm not adding a new candle, so that's Isser Hotzah. But you light candle A to candle B, it's not the initial flame that I'm saying the Havdalah on. It's some Tosefes flame, Tosefes Eish, Tosefes Shalheves that exists on the second flame. So you'd be allowed to use it of a Yisrael. So then the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, if you're allowed to light a Nachri to a Yisrael's flame, and then the Yisrael's flame can be used for Avdallah, ihachi, Nachri minachri nami. So when a Nachri lights a fire on Shabbos, and then Matzah Shabbos he passes on to another Nachri, you should be able to use that second Nachri's flame, because it's on the Tosefes HaTera, the Tosefes of the Shalheves. So why can't you use the Nachri's Shalheves? And the Gemara says, you're right, inachanami, you should be able to. Again, when a Nachri lights an initial flame on Shabbos, you can't use it. If he passes it on to a Yisrael on Matzah Shabbos, you can, because of the Tosefes HaTera. When he passes on to a different Nachri, really you should be able to use that second flame as well, because of the Tosefes HaTera, but because of Gzeira Mishum Nachri, Rishon, Vabna Rishon. They were concerned, if they let you use the second Nachri's candle, the second Nachri's flame, you might come to use the original Nachri's flame, which wasn't Shavas, and that's Aser, and therefore they Asered any Nachri's, involvement in the flame, unless it passes on to a Yisrael.
What's the difference? If it it's renewing, then it's renewing. And it's not the same.
It is. That's the point. Where it says, you're right, it is. But it's a gezeira. When I say gezeira.
So
it's a gezeira. If I use a second Nachri's flame, I might use a first Nachri's flame.
But even the first one?
No, the first one's not. We said no. The first one's not Tosefta. The first one's the initial flame. If I carry out Tzah, the same Shalhevis from the beginning to the end, that's the same one. Tosefta is only when you put it to another place. You catch on to a different candle, only then is it Tosefta. So Gemara then says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Hayom Mahalich Chutz Lekrach. Let's say you're walking outside the city, it's Matzah Shabbos. Vira or, and you see a flame, you see a fire. So what's the din? If Rov Nachrim, if most of the people are from the city are Nachrim and Mavarach. You see a fire, a light coming from the city, you can't use that as a Brach of Aish, because most of the people are Nachrim, you have to assume it's a Goy's flame. That's Aser for Havdalah. Vim Rov yourself, it's a city that's mostly Jewish. Safe to assume Mivarech, you can use it to say Bracha, because Rov dictates that it's most likely a Jewish flame, then you could use it for the Bracha. Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha. This is a contradiction, because we have two different implications from each statement of the Braisa. Amris, Im Rov, Nachrim, Einim, Varech. If most of them are Nachrim, you can't make a Bracha. But what if the case, Ha, Mechza, Mechza, let's say it's even 50-50, Jews to non-Jews, the implication is you can then be Mivarech on such a light. But Hadatani, but then the Braisa says, Im Rov Yisrael Mivarech, if most of them are Jewish, then you can say Bracha, Ha, Mechza, Mechza, but if it's only 50-50, the din would be Einu Mivarech, you can say Bracha on the flame. So what's the Psak? Bedin hu dafil Mechza, Mechza, Nami Mivarech. The din is 50-50, you actually can say Bracha on Ha'ish. V'aydi the Reisha, Nachrim, Rov Nachrim, Tane Sefer Rov Yisrael. We know we like to have consistency in Braises and Mishnayos, but since we taught the Reisha Rov Yisrael, Rov Nachrim, we taught the Sefer Rov Yisrael. But the Halach Lamaisa, you can't make any implications. The din is Mechza, Mechza, you could also rely on the being a Jew, and you could use it as a Bracha. So Tane Rabbanan, the Braises says, Hayam Mahalich Chutz Lekrach, you're walking outside the city Matzah Shabbos. You see a little boy walking or a little girl walking, and they have a little bonfire. Are you allowed to go up and use that as your fire, as your eish for Matzah Shabbos? So Bodek Acharv, you should check and ask him some questions. Are you Jewish or not Jewish? Im Yisraelhu, if he tells you he's a Yid, or he proves to you he's a Yid, so then Mevarach, you could say a bracha. Vim Nachrihu, if he's a Nachri, ain't a Mevarach, you don't say a bracha if he's a Nachri. So my Yir Yatinuk, why does the Braisa give an example of a child? I feel God on Nami. If there's a God walking outside, the same thing. If you find that he's a Jew, say a bracha. And if you find that he's a non-Jew, don't say a bracha. So Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Hacha b'samich l'shkia sacham askinen. We're talking about like just seconds after Shkia, seconds after Shabbos is over. And Gadol, if a Gadol is carrying a flame, he's carrying a little bonfire, a little torch, Matzah Shabbos, like seconds afterwards, Mochicha Milsa Devade Nachriyu. No Jew turns on the fire immediately after Shabbos. It's safe to assume he's a Nachri. So there's not even a Shaila. If a Gadol is walking at that moment, he's a Nachri. But when it comes to a Tinok, a child who may not have the patience, there, Ema Yisraelhu, Vikri Venakin. Maybe he was so quick to turn on the flame, there's still a good possibility that he might be a Jew, and that's why there's room to be Mevarer what his status is. But by a Gadol, no Gadol Yisrael is going to turn the fire on immediately after Shabbos like that. So Tanya Rabbanan the Braisa says,
if you would have lidden from a Goy, it's also okay.
Yeah, but we're talking about seconds afterwards. There's no Goy is going to do that. No Jew is going to do it right after Shabbos.
Taken the light from a guy, you didn't have to light it right after. Right? We're saying that
no, we're talking about a case where it's 5 seconds after Shabbos. Right. So no gadol will even take from a nachri's 5 seconds after Shabbos. So Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Haya mahalich chutz lekrach. You're walking outside the city, or you see some fire, im ava kefiach kivshan. If it's really thick, like thick as the mouth of an oven of some sort, which means it's a significant size fire, mevarach lav, you're able to say a bracha, because that means you're getting hana from it. Vim lav, if it's not that big, ain't mevarach lav, because the understanding was it wasn't meant for a fire. I mean, to turn on a little candle like that, that's not going to be significant enough to give me or. We need that fire that was intended on giving light. If it was a fire that meant to cook something, so then that you can't make a bracha on that type of fire. So they say, depending on the size, a small fire, like a pilot light, for example, that's not meant to light the room, that's meant to cook. So therefore, if it's big enough, that means it's there to bring light, that deserves a bracha. If it's small, then you couldn't say a bracha on this. So Tani Cha, the one Braisa says, Or shall kivshan mevarach alav. If it's a flame of the kivshan of the oven, you could break a bracha. V'tani idach, ain't mevarach alav. The other opinion says, you can't say a bracha on the fire of an oven. So can you use the fire of an oven, or can you not use the fire of the oven for the bracha of Ha'ish? Lo kash, the Gemara says, there is no contradiction. Ha b'tchila, ha levasof. It depends. in the beginning when you're trying to light the fire, light the match, so you're just trying to turn it on to catch fire, that's not a significant enough fire size to produce light. And that doesn't deserve a bracha. But at the end, after the fire is caught, the oven catches fire, and it starts to light and get bigger and bigger and bigger, then that fire is significant enough to provide light as well, and then it does deserve saying a bracha. Gemara now says further, Tani Chad, the one bride says, or shel taner or shel kiraim, you fire of different types of ovens. One oven has one pot, one oven could fit two pots. One bride says, Mevarach nalav, you could say a bracha on such a fire, of such an oven. But Tani Idach, the other bride says, Ein Mevarach nalav, you don't say a bracha. So lo kashi, again, habitchila, halavasof. In the beginning, when you're lighting the fire is not significant enough, you don't say a bracha. But at the end, after all the coals catch fire, it's a very significant fire in the oven, and therefore it is meant to provide light, or can provide light, and therefore one would be able to say a bracha on this. So Tani Chad, the one brisa says, or Shabbos HaKnesses v'Shel Beis HaMedrash. Let's say you have a fire that was used in the shul, or used in the Beis Medrash, Mevarach Nalav, you could use it for the bracha. V'tan Idach, the other bracha says, Ein Mevarach Nalav, you can't use it. So can you use the fire in the Beis Medrash, or can you not? And the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Ha Dika Adam Chashav, Ha Duleka Adam Chashav. Depends if there's an Adam Chashav there or not. What's the significance of an Adam Chashav? If you take a look at Tosas, Tosas presents two different pshatim here. Tosas, Ha Dika the Adam Chashav. Im Kain, Mishum Kvodo Shachashav, V'lo La'ora. Kach Perish Rashi. Rashi says if there's an Adam Chashav, you light the candle just to show chashivas to the guy. Not for or, not to provide light, but just to show chashivas. Just like at a chasna, many carry candles. The candles aren't there to see. The candles are there to show chashivas, to show kavod. So there's an Adam Chashav there. That means it's just there just to show kavod, not for light. If there is no Adam Chashav, the only reason why they were like candles was to provide light for those who were there to be able to read. That's the difference according to Rashi. Tosso says no. He calls from Rabbeinu Chananel Perish, Ipcha, the opposite. But Adam Chashav, when there's Adam Chashav there, then it was dafka used not for kavod, rather l'orah, for the light. So he needs to be able to learn there the Adam Chashav. U'bedelekim Adam Chashav, when there is no Adam Chashav, also the Chavod Beis Knesses, it's simply there to show kavod of the shul, but not for a particular individual. So there's a machlokas, what pshat here is, but either way, the yesod is the same, that only a ner that was meant for providing light can be said used for bracha. If it was a candle that was meant to show kavod, that may not be used for the bracha of ha'esh. So Gemara now says, V'bayis Eim, alternatively, another suggestion is that Havaha Ika Adam Chashav. Both scenarios is when there's Adam Chashav in the shul. For Lo Kasha, there's no contradiction. Ha Dika Chazana, Ha Duleka Chazana. It depends whether there's a Chazan there or no Chazan there. What's the difference whether there's a Chazan there or not a Chazan? So Rashi says, Ha Dika Chazana, the Ika Sahara, She Chazan Yachal Lechal La'ora, Ein Mevarchan Alav HaNer. Shelo, I'm sorry, I skipped the wrong place. Hadika Adam Chashav, the Iika Chazana Shamish. If there's a Shamish there, Sheocha Beis HaKnesses, he lives there, he eats there. Afal Ora Asuya Sheocha Chazan Ora. That means he needs to eat there. He needs the light. If there is no Chazan there, so then the candles are not there for anyone to eat. Rather, it's there just for kavod. The by same alternatively, the Gemara says Havaha Ika Chazana, where there is a Chazan, Velo Kasha Hadika Sira Haduleka Sira, depending on whether or not there's a moon that's light enough, bright enough to bring light into the room, into the Beis Knesses. If the moon is very strong, so then you don't need the candles. Must be the candles are there for kavod. If the Sira, if the moon is not very strong, so then the candles are there to provide light, and one could in fact say a bracha. So then the Gemara says Vaiter Tanner Bar the Brisa says. Hayu Yoshin Bebeis Medrash, you're sitting in the Beis Medrash, Ve'viu Or L'Pneim, you bring a candle around, Motah Shabbos, you're busy learning, and it's time for Avdallah. So now you pass around the candle in the Beis Medrash. So what should the practice be? Be'shami Omrim, Kalechad V'yechad Mevarach L'Atzav, each person says their own bracha, U'Beisil Omrim, Echad Mevarach L'Chulon, each person says, well, you say one bracha for everyone. Why one for everyone? B'shim Shinema Berov Am Hajismelch, better to say as a unit, as a group, as opposed to each person saying their individual bracha. So Bishop Beis Hillel, we understand why Beis Hillel says one for everyone. Mifarshi time Birov Amajis Melech, that makes sense. Ela Beishame, my time. Why does Beishame ignore the concept of Birov Amajis Melech? Why does he say each person should say their own bracha? So he says, Kasavre Mipne Bito Beis Medrash. If each guy is going to say a bracha separately, it's going to take a long time, it's going to be distracting, it's going to take away from his mind learning. So therefore, if you do one stopping, I'm saying one stopping, so each guy does it on his own, and the other 99 guys will learn, and each guy says privately his own bracha, that won't be such a Bito Beis Medrash. So Tanya Nami Hacha, the Brisa says the same thing. Even for a few seconds, we're concerned with Bito Beis Medrash. How do we know this? Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel, that was lo hayu omrim marpe. If a person sneezed, they wouldn't say gezuntai. They wouldn't say God bless you, because that would be considered an interruption. The beis medrash mipnei bito beis medrash. So simply just a gezuntai, half a second would be bito beis medrash. Certainly, having them stop for a 30-second bracha, that would also be a bito beis medrash according to beis shamet. Let's keep going. It's getting late. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, "Ein mevarchin lal ner v'la b'sam misham mesim." A person should not say bracha on a ner or b'sam of that of a mesim. My time. What's the reason? Ner l'chavod hu d'avida. Because a ner, we said, the type of ner that needs to be used is a ner that's meant to provide light, not ner for kavod. When you light a ner next to a mace, it's not for or. He can't see. And the ner is for kavod. B'samim lavurei recha hu David. B'samim is not meant to provide smell, it's meant to remove the bad odor of the mace. So that's why you can't use the nair nor the b'samim of the mesim. So Amar Yehuda Marav, kol shemotzin lefana bayom v'alayla. Any type of thing that a candle that's used for a mace, whether it's the daytime or whether it's a nighttime for the mace, that's a mevarchan lav. You're calling someone in? So, any candle that's used next to a mace, regardless of whether it's daytime or nighttime, that indicates a mevarchan lav. Because why are you lighting a candle during the daytime for the mace? Because you don't need light during the daytime. Must be it's for the cover of the mace. But if it's something that's v'chol shein motzin lefanav ella belaila, if it's a person you'd only light candles belaila, but you wouldn't light the candles next to mace bayom, that indicates the intention was for light, and you would be mevarchan alav. So Amar Huna b'samim shabeis akise. If it was b'samim meant to get rid of the odor in the bathroom, shemen ha'asur lahavir ha'zazuma, or oil that smelled to get rid of the bad smell, ain mevarchan alav, because again, that's not meant to produce smell, rather it's meant to remove odor. So lemeimer, is this to suggest, kolhecha de lav lerecha avida, whenever the besamim is not meant to produce smell, lo mevarchan alav, you can't make a bracha on this? Meisibe, the Gemara asks a question. Hanichnas lachanusa shel besamim, a person goes into a store that sells incense, and v'reach, and he smells something. I feel yashav sham kol yom kula. He sits there all day long in the store. Ein mevarach al elpam ma'achas. He comes into the store. He sets up shop, and he says one bracha when he comes in. He stays there all day. One bracha suffices for the entire day. If he's nichnas v'yotze, nichnas v'yotze, comes in and out, then each time he's mevarach al kol pam ma'pam. Here, the spices, the smells, the incense is not meant to smell. Rather, it's meant to be sold. I'm not looking to have guys smell. I want to sell the produce. So Gemara, and yet he's kimivarech. So we see that you could say brachos even on that which is not meant to provide smell. So Gemara says, what do you mean? In. This also, the reicha nami hu d'avida. Of course, when you're selling incense, you're selling smells, spices, you want people to smell it. Kiecha de nirchu inshi v'nisu v'nizma mineh. You want them to smell it so they come in and buy things. It is intended on producing a smell. You walk in, you smell some, I don't know, maple, you smell some coffee, cinnamon, something to make you excited. That was intended for you to smell it, and therefore it does deserve a bracha. But we see here, again, the yesod, which type of besamim deserve a bracha? Only that which is meant to produce smell, not that which is meant to remove the odor. The Gemara now says further, Taner Abanan, Hayim Mahali Chutz Lakach, a person's walking outside the city. The Heriach Reach, he smells something. Imrov of the Kacham, if most of the people in the city are non-Jewish, Ein Mevarach, you don't say Bracha. Vimrov Yisrael, if most of them are Jewish, you do Mevarach, you do say Bracha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afil Rov Yisrael, Nami Ein Mevarach, even if most of them are Jews, a Jewish city, still don't say Bracha, says Rabbi Yossi. Why? Bipnei Shibnos Yisrael, Mekatros Lakshafim. They're busy making things, they're witchcraft, they're witches, these ladies. So, Atu Kulo, Lakshafim Mekatron, you tell me, all these, every woman is going to be involved in witchcraft? Zagmar says no. Havle mi'ut l'kshafim. A minority of women are involved in witchcraft. U'miut anamri ligmar skelim. And a minority are using it to add smell. So, to make their clothing smell nicely, perfume. So it's now 50-50. Sorry, they're not doing for smelling, to create smell, rather just to complete the making of their beged. So miut of kshafim, miut are meant for ligmar skelim, is shakich. Ruba de lav l'reich avid comes out that a majority, putting them together, does not use the smell for creating a smell. And therefore, v'chol ruba de lav l'reich avid lo mivarech. That's the reason why. So, Amar Rabbi Chir, Abba Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha-mehalich ba'arvei Shabbosos b'Tveria. A guy's walking on Friday afternoon in Tveria. Or b'motzei Shabbos b'tzipori. V'reach reach, he smells something very nice. Ein mivarech, he can't say the bracha. Why? Apparently, in these times of the week, that's when in Tiberia and Tzipori, respectively, is when they would complete the making of their beged. So they weren't using the smell to produce smell. They're using the smell in order to complete the making, the fashioning of their begadim. Gemara now says the last line of the Amud here, Tanu Rabbanan Hayam Mahalach B'Shuk Sh'ovdei Avodah Zarah. You're walking in a shuk of Avodah Zarah. You want to smell something, that's Asher. You're not allowed to smell of all those arts. It's an Isser Hana, so you can't smell something. Okay. Gemara now says, on Amud Beis now, back to the halachas of seeing fire. Ein mevarchen al haner ad sheyosu. You can't say bracha on a candle until you get hana from this. Machlok is whether you need actual hana or whether you have to have the potential of hana. This depends whether the bracha of ha'esh is a birchas hanenin or a birchas ha'shevach. Okay, but unfortunately, we don't have time for this right now. So Amarav, Rav Yehuda Amarav, lo ye'usu mamash, not that you actually need to get hana from the candles, ela kol she'ilu omid bekarav umeshamish laura afil barachok makom. Only if the fire is big enough, had I stood next to it, I can get hana, so then even when I'm far away, if I see the candle, I could get hana as well, I could say bracha, meaning I don't have to get actual hana. If I know that that flame is big enough, had I been next to it, I could read my sefer, so even though I'm 20 feet away, I could still recite a bracha on such a candle. The chay number of ashi, bracha, makum shanir, I could say a bracha from a distance, I don't need actual hana. So Meisavi asks the Gemara question, you have a candle that's hidden in the guy's chest somewhere, or bifanas, or in some type of glass container, or you see the flame, but you can't get hana. Or, you get hana, but you can't see the actual flame. You can't say bracha, ad shayira hashalheves v'yishtamish la'ora. You have to have two things, to be able to see the flame and also to get hana from it. You need a hana mamish against what he just said above. The Gemara says, Bishma, I understand the case, mishtamish la'ora v'lo'ra shalheves. I know a case where I could get hana from a flame, but not see it. How does that happen? Mishkachas la dekaima bekeren dov. It's at a corner. So let's see if a corner here, I'm here, the candle's here, I can't see the candle, but it's big enough I can get flame. It bounces off the wall so I can see that I could get light, but I can't see the actual flame. So that case I understand. But Ella, ra shall have it flown, shamish la'ora, hechash mishkachas la. What's the situation where you see a flame, but you can't get hana? Is it not talking about a situation, delav demerchaka, where you're a distance away, you could see it, but you can't get hana? So we see from here that nonetheless, you can't say a bracha on this if you're far away. You have to get actual hana. And the Gemara says, lo, the case is the kon da'ami of azda, where the coal is flickering. It's in and out, off and on, off and on. You can't get hana from that. You can't, the light, your eyes are opening, eyes are closed, eyes are opening. That's the situation. But had it been a case where the flame was steady, and you can, in theory, get hana, that would be sufficient to say a bracha, but you don't have to get actual hana. So Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa quotes different types of coals that do or do not work for Avdallah. Gicham lochashos mevarchan aleh. If it's a coal that's constantly burning, that works. It's a red hot coal. You could get hana, say a bracha. Omamos, if it's not burning, it's cooled off already, ain't mevarchan aleh. Hey chedami lochashos. How do you define lochashos? Amr of Chista, kol she'ilu machnis letochan kesam v'dolekes me'alef. You put a little piece of wood, a wood chip next to it, it'll catch fire. That means it's lochashos. That means it's glowing strong enough whereby you could light a fire and therefore use it for the eish of Havdalah. So Ibar Lugmar wants to know technicality here. How do you spell the word omamos or omos? With an aleph or with an ayin? The Gemara proves, Tashma, Damar of Chista, Bar Avdimi, Arozim lo amamuhu, began Elokim. Based on this pasuk, is about being able to see that type of tree of some sort, a darkness. So almost means to bring light, ayin, with ayin, that's how they pasuk. Rav Amar, Rav argues in everything we just said above. Rav says, Amar, ye'osu mamish, you need to actually get hana. It's not enough to, in theory, get hana, but you need mamish hana. The Gemara says, "V'kama, how much hana does one need?" Amar Ula Kadesha Yakir Ben Isla Pundion, to be able to distinguish between two different types of coins, between I don't know a quarter and a nickel, let's say. Chizki Amar Kadesha Yakir Ben Meluzma Shetiveri Lemeluza Shetzipori. Different types of currencies, the ability to see the difference. That's how much hana from the light you have to be able to get. If Yehuda Mavarch Advei, you make a bracha Advei Adya Dayale. You make a bracha on the candle lit by his shamish, even though his shamish was far away, because that he paskin that you don't need to get actual hana as long as you know he lit a fire that's strong enough that will produce hana. Rava mevarch advei guria barchama, he would light on something that was next to him. Guria barchama was a ger who lived next to his house. It was his neighbor. He was able to get hana from next door. And Abai mevarch advei baravuya, and he would use the fire based on Barvua's house, Barvua's house. Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda Marav now." Ain ma mechazin al haor kederach shemechazin al mitzvos. Even though in general we're always being mahad, we're always chasing after mitzvahs. When it comes to the ner havdalah, we don't chase after it. If we have the ner available, we say the bracha. And if the ner is not available, we don't chase after it. So Amar Rav Zeira Meresh initially have mahajana. Rav Zeira initially would chase after fire. He would look for a fire to make a bracha of havdalah. But came in the Shaman Allah, once he heard the statement, the Rav Yehuda Merav, I also stopped chasing after it. If it was available, great. And if it wasn't, it wasn't. If it was available in my house, I would say the Bracha of Ha'esh, and if it wasn't, I went ahead and said the rest of Avdala.
Now, I never read that. But Rav Yehuda would hold that he wouldn't hold that from far away, even though it's lit, it's okay. Yes, is that what he's holding on Rav Yehuda?
Which Rabbi Meir?
Okay,
no, okay. Yeah. That was a machlokes that Maram we saw. So, okay, so then the Gemara says, now, completely different topic. This is the last topic of the Mishnah about how far a person forgot to eat, does he have to go back to the initial place to bench, or he could bench where he was. So, Beishamai first said, you have to go back to the initial place if you forgot, and Beishil says, you could say the bracha wherever you are. So, Amar Rav Zvid, Vitema Rav Dimi Bar Abba, machlokes b'shachach. This whole discussion is only true when you forgot accidentally. I've been amazed if you intentionally left without benching. Everyone says you must go back to the initial place. You get penalized, even the Beis Hillel, to go back to bench where you came from, where you ate. Chita, of course, that's an obvious distinction. The Mishnah says, v'shachach tanan. You forgot. Doesn't that imply that if you did b'mezid, even Beis Hillel would require you to go back? Well, it says no. Ma'av the same, what would you have thought? Hu adin nafil b'mezid. Even in Bemezid, there may have been still machlokus. Even Beis Hillel may have said, it's okay, bench wherever you are, even though you're Bemezid. V'hayde katani v'shachach, and maybe the reason why it said v'shachach was only lo diacha kochan the Beis Shammai. Tell you how far Beis Shammai says that. You would have thought, if you forgot, Beis Shammai shev rachmanos and don't have to go back. Kamash v'lon, that even though the guy forgot, still Beis Shammai makes you go back to the initial place. But when it came to Bemezid, everyone agrees you must go back to the initial makom. So Tani, the Brayse says, Amru lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, the Divreichem, according to what you say, Beis Shammai, that you have to go back to the Makom, Mishachal Barosha Bira, Mishachach, the Yarl Vilberich, a guy who ate in the top of a tower, and he goes all the way down 20 floors, let's say, and he forgot, and didn't say Bracha, Yachzir, Rosha Bira, the Divarch, you make the guy climb 20 flights to say Bracha again? That's crazy. Amul Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, "The Beis Hillel, the Divreichem, according to you, Misha Shachach Arne Kibirosh Abira Lo Yalav Yileh. A guy who forgot his wallet on the 20th floor, he's not going to go back and get it. Of course he will. So the Chavod Atzma who Ola, the guy's willing to go for his own Kavod, for his own money, the Kavod Shemaim Lo Koshkin. Certainly for the Kavod Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we should make the guy climb the 20 flights of stairs to say the bracha in the proper place. So Hanu Trei Tamida, two students were there once, and they didn't make the bracha where they ate." One guy was very machmir in Beis Shammai. He forgot Beis Shammai, but still, he was machmir and climbed back up 20 flights like Beis Shammai would say. Vishkach Arnaka Dadava, and when he got there, he found a wallet, of golden wallet there. The Chad Ovid B'mezid K'Beis Hillel. The other opinion did B'mezid. He forgot intentionally, and then still, he went ahead, he made the bracha wherever he was, and he didn't go back to the initial place. But Achla Arya, and he got eaten by a lion. So we see these are the punishments or rewards for being machmer oneself or not. So Gemara then says, Rabba, Bar Barchana, Hava Kazil, Bishirasa, and they were once traveling along with a group of people. And Achav, Vishali, Velo Beirich, and they went ahead and they forgot the bench where they initially had eaten a few miles back. So Amar, Heichi Avid, so Rabba Bar Barchana says to himself, what should I do? If I'm going to say I forgot to make a bracha, Amili Baruch Hacha, they're going to say, Ben Shir, we're not going to go back to you 2 miles back. So, Kohecha de Mevarcha, L'Rachman de Mevarcha, they're going to tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Wherever you are saying a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears you. Why did you go back to your initial place where you ate? So, Mutav Da'amin Elhu Ansha Yonah Dava. You know what I'll tell them? I'm going to tell them I forgot a golden Yonah, a golden dove, and then they'll say, oh, we'll go back for the money. So that's what I'll tell them. So Amalahu, he says to them, Interli, guys, wait for me, please. The Anche Yonah Dahava, I forgot a Yonah Shozav. So Azu Berech, he went there, and he made a bracha, he benched, and then Ashach Yonah Dahava, and happens to be, he found the Yonah Shozav. So he was Zocha to this schar. So the Gemara says, Maishna Yonah, why did he use a Yonah as the example, as the that he forgot a Yonah? Why Dafka that? So the Gemara says, the Mishlei Knesset Yisrael Yonah, because Knesset Yisrael is compared to Yonah. The Chassid says in Tehillim, Kanfe Yonah Nechba Bakesev, Vevroseh Beirakrak. The Pasuk in Tehillim Charetz. The Pasuk clearly compares us to the wings of the dove. Ma Yonah Einon Itzelos Ela Bechnafeh, just like a Yonah's only protection is the wings, meaning it flies away, but it has no other defense other than its wings flying away. Af Yisrael Einon Nitzelon Ela Bemitzah. So to Klai Yisrael's only protection are our wings, which is a reference to the mitzvahs. So then the Gemara says, Ad mal emasai hu v'chule. If a person had eaten, he forgot the bench, how long does he have to bench? So one opinion said, the Mishnah said, as long as he hadn't digested the food in his stomach, as long as he's still full, that he's still allowed to bench. So the Gemara clarifies, kama shir equal. How do you define digestion? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol zman she'enu ra'iv, as long as he's not starving yet. But as long as he's still full, he's able to bench. As long as he's still thirsty from his eating, he's so hungry he didn't drink yet. If he's still thirsty, so that means he still has time to bench. So the Gemara now says, Amr le Rav Yemar bar Shlami of Lamarzutra. Amr le others say Rav Yemar bar Shizvi Lamarzutra. Mi Amr Reish Lakish Achdis. Reish Lakish really say that the definition is based on being thirsty or not thirsty. So Vahamar Rabbi Ami Amr Reish Lakish. Kamashir equal, how long is the digestive system? So, kidei lahalich arba milin, he defines by walking a few mil, not based on how thirsty a person might be. Where's the lokashir? Kan bachilasa, bachil maruba, kan bachil muetas. There's a machlokas here, how to define this term, but look at Tosos here. Tosos says, bachil maruba, dal milim, kain perish rashi. The longest time is dal milim, and when it comes to the shortest time, if you ate, and if you're still thirsty, so you're allowed to have a small little snack, or a small little bread, I should say. So then, if you're still thirsty, so then you're able to bench. But if it's no longer thirsty, you can't bench. But if you had a big meal, so then you have 4 mil to wait for to bench still. Tosa says, no. Linira the zemut. The definition of 4 mil is when you had a small meal, then you have 4 mil. But when it comes to achila meruba, again, zemut, yosem achilis muatis. El nir lafarish ipcha. Achila meruba, when you ate a big meal, as long as you're still thirsty from the initial meal, that's how long you have. When it comes to a small meal, then you have a set zman of 4 mil. So Gemara now says, back inside, Balahem Yain, they brought some yain to you. This was, which case was this again in the Mishnah? It's talking about the case of the Amin, actually, even though it's quoting here in the Mishnah, the Yain. Talking about the case of a person says Amen after Jew makes a bracha, we don't make Amen after Kusi makes a bracha, and until you've heard the entire bracha. So the Gemara wants to know, Lememer, is this to suggest, the Yisrael, Afagav lo shama kula bracha one, that when a person doesn't hear the whole bracha, it says only by a Kusi, make sure you hear the whole bracha before answering Amen. Implying by if a Yisrael makes a bracha, you could say Amen even though you didn't hear the whole bracha. Is that really true? V'chi lo shama hechanafik. So if I didn't hear the whole bracha, how am I yotze the bracha by saying amen? I need to hear the whole bracha to be yotze. So the Gemara says, you're not being yotze the bracha here. Just stop saying amen. Amar chir barav bishlo achli imam. It's a case where you didn't eat with them. So you're just answering amen. So when you walk in, you hear Yisrael making a bracha, it's safe to say amen because you know he's saying a good bracha. If you walk in and hear Kuzi saying a bracha, you don't know if his bracha is correct. So unless you hear the entire bracha from beginning to end, you don't say an amen on a kusi. But not to be yotze, just to answer amen to a person's bracha. So the Gemara then says, V'chein amr Rav Nachman amr Rabba Barvua b'shlo achli imayim, the same thing. And amr le Rav Lechia b'rei, rei v'chata baruch, he says to his son, when you have an opportunity to make a bracha on kosher bracha, you should grab the opportunity and say bracha, and this way others could say amen, better to say the bracha. V'chein amr Rav Huna l'rabba b'rei chata baruch, better to be the one saying the bracha and have the other say amen. So the mevarich is better than answering amen. The name is just to suggest mevarich is adif miman de ani amen. Better to be the mevarich and then to be the one to answer amen. Vatan the Baraita says Rabbi Yosi Omer gadol haone amen yosim nemevarich. The one saying amen is greater than one who says the actual bracha. Vamrlei Rabbi Nuhurai Hashemaim Kainhu. That's the case that the amen is greater than the bracha itself. Teda sharei Guliarin, Yordan Miskarin b'milchama. These people, these soldiers, would go down in milchama and Giborim Yordan Menaschin. How do you fight? You send the weak ones first to weaken the army, and then the strong people come afterwards. So the second group are the strong ones. So the Amen, which comes after the bracha, is stronger than the actual bracha. And the Gemara says Tanai, it's really Machlokas Tanai. The Tanya Echad Mavarach Echad Aone Amen b'mashma Elashimimarin the Mavarach Yoser mina One. Amen. That whether a person says a bracha or whether a person says amen, it's included in, it's a wonderful thing. But those who are able to say a bracha is greater than those who answer amen. That's so it ends up being a machlokas tonight. The Gemara then says, "Bay minay Shmuel mirav mahulanos aminacher tinoko shebeis rabban." If a child does a bracha, could you answer amen to a child's bracha? Amalei acher kulan onim amen. You could answer amen after everyone. Chutz tinoko shebeis rabban. Hol islamin asuin. Since they're just being taught, but the kavana isn't l'shem shemaim, you shouldn't say an amen to a child's bracha. Hani milei bedola aiden miftarayu. It's only true when they didn't reach the age where they're able to say a bracha naf Torah. Aval beiden miftarayu. If they're able to make brachas naf Torah and read off Torah, then onim that indicates that they're old enough, and they do have kavanah l'shem shemayim. And Tanur Rabbanan the Brayso says, shemen makiv is a bracha of a person needs to wash his hands with oil to clean his hands. That prevents the it's usher to bench until you've washed your hands. Divrei Rabbi Zilai, Rabbi Zivai, Omer, ein makiv, if you didn't wash your hands with oil, it doesn't prevent, you could still bench without washing hands with oil. Rabbi Acha, Omer, shemen tov, shemen that smells good, makiv, it's makiv. But if it's meaning you need good smelling shemen before you could bench properly. And Rabbi Zuhumai Omer, b'kashem shemizuam pasal lavoda kachidai muzamas psulas avracha. Same thing. If you have hands that smell bad, it disqualifies you from benching. So if your hands don't smell bad, you don't need oil. So it depends how bad your hands smell. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ana lo zile velo zive velo izuma yadani. I don't know either any of these Amarayim. We don't hold like this. El masnizi yadai. I know I'm Tana. The Masisa teaches us the Amr of Yehuda Merav, Armila others say, Masisa Tana, Viskadishtem, Elumayim Rishonim, Visim Kadoshim, Pazak says, Elumayim Achonim, Ki Kadosh Ani Zeh Shemen Atov, Ani Hashem Elkechem, Zubracha. So you need Mayim Achonim plus Shemen Tov in order to properly say the Bracha, Hajjalach, Eludvarim, of good and Kodesh. Sorry for going so fast.